From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A federal court investigation has found that oil and gas companies paid Navajo Indians a fraction of what they paid private landowners for the right to build pipelines across their property. The investigation came as part of a 7-year legal battle, a class action lawsuit on behalf of hundreds of thousands of American Indians. They claim the Interior Department has mismanaged the grazing, mineral, and utility royalties on lands under trusteeship. They say they're owed tens of billions of dollars. A federal judge has already ruled that the Interior Department has breached its trust responsibility, and he's ordered the Interior Department to reconstruct how much the Indians are owed. Robert Gerke has been covering this story for the Associated Press, and he joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this report. It's from a court-appointed special master named Alan Ballaran. What did he find? How big a discrepancy was there between what the Indians were paid for their land rights and what private landowners were paid?
What he found was pretty large discrepancies. In many cases, the Navajo Indians, the individual landowners, were paid anywhere from $25 to $40 per section of pipe. It's about 5.5 yards is the measurement they use. Whereas, private landowners were paid anywhere from, in the neighborhood of $400 up close to $600. So it's a large discrepancy, especially when you consider how many pipelines are crisscrossing this reservation and the 20-year life of these leases. It could be, a substantial amount of money for these people.
I understand that part of the problem in coming up with these numbers is that the appraiser for the Interior Department says that he destroyed his computer records and that he lost other documents?
Yeah. In this case, the appraiser who'd been there for roughly 22 years in the Albuquerque field office, he said he erased his computer files and lost some records. Apparently other records were destroyed. He was transferred up to the Oregon office now. And so the issue that arises there is that if the Navajo leaseholder wants some justification for the price they're being paid for the lease on their land, that the information is just not there.
Tell us how extensive these contracts were and how far back they go in time.
Going back to about 1887, each individual Indian was given an allotment of land. The royalties from the land for either gas or oil or grazing or timber harvests on the land was then supposed to be paid to the Interior Department, and the Interior Department would then pay it to the Indian beneficiary. Like I say, these go all the way back to 1887, right up to the present day. It's a system that's continuing even as we speak.
What happens now in this case, and how likely is it, do you think, that the Indians will be compensated for the funds that they say they've been denied?
Well, right now both sides have submitted their proposed accounting plans. Whether or not the accounting can be done, it remains to be seen, I think. There are questions about how many documents have been destroyed over time. You've got to remember we're going back over 100 years here on a lot of these parcels. Verifying what's there and how much should be paid to these people is going to be very difficult, and it's going to be a very extensive process. And some members of Congress aren't sure they want to pay for the $330 million price tag to do the accounting. So it remains to be seen whether or not these people are going to be paid money anytime soon.
Well, Robert Gerke, thanks for joining us today.
All right, thank you.
Robert Gerke has been covering the Indian class action lawsuit on royalties for the Associated Press.